Unit 2, page 48. Listening. A radio interview. Iran, always there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our programme, Helping Others. Today, we have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Dean Samuel, a volunteer at Iran. Good evening, Dr. Samuel. What can you tell us about this wonderful organisation?
Hello and good evening. I hope you are all well. I'm glad to give you some information about our organization. First of all, we are all volunteers. We don't get paid for what we do.
And what do you do?
Well, I'll explain. Just as Magandavi Dadom gives first aid when people are physically hurt, we give psychological first aid to people who are sad, depressed, or frightened. People who need someone to talk to, you know, that's where we, at Iran, come in. We're there for them. All they have to do is call us and talk about what is bothering them. There will always be somebody there to listen to them and help them.
Are the volunteers available all day and all night?
Yes. Our mission is to provide round-the-clock emotional first aid for anyone in need of immediate support.
What do you tell these people?
Well, that depends on what they tell us. We cannot solve all their problems. I repeat, we cannot solve all their problems. We can just calm the caller down, help them relax, and then recommend what their next step should be.
Do you ask for the caller's name and address?
Oh no, everything stays private. When someone calls Iran, they don't have to identify themselves. We don't ask for your name or any personal details.
Does the caller have to fix an appointment first?
No, we respond right away. They don't have to wait for an appointment for weeks or months ahead.
Do teenagers ask for help too?
Yes, we get calls from many teenagers.
What do most teenagers call you about?
Everything and anything you can imagine. The most common complaint teenagers have is loneliness. You won't believe how many kids complain about feeling lonely. Other common problems are stress, school pressure, and problematic relationships with friends and family.
So many problems. Luckily, Iran helps these teenagers deal with their problems. Thank you very much, Dr. Samuel. And this is the end of today's programme. Have a nice evening, everyone.